Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. We're back. It's 8 past the hour at 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. News Talk 830 WCCO. Laura was alluding to downtown Minneapolis during the news update. As she pointed out, Al pointed out, part of the reason why it will be buzzing tomorrow afternoon. By the time they tap it, maybe 2:40 or so. Wolves, the number 3 seed against the Phoenix Suns, the number 6 seed. And the always tremendous John Krasinski from The Athletic will lead the show with us. Johnny, like all our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. It is a unique situation. When you were the number one seed more than anybody else throughout the Western Conference, you were in a battle for the number one seed the final day, but now you are the number 3 seed, and it's either pick 'em or you're the slight underdog. It's all because Phoenix, in the 3 games, won easily. The first one was a bit of a scheduling game, but the other two were just decisive wins for the Phoenix Suns. So, knowing Chris Finch as well as you know him, for at least game one, does he stay true to his core principles of how the Wolves have played? Or does he say, listen, we've played these guys 3 times. We need to adjust. We need to tinker. And it will be discernible to fans to see how the Wolves are playing a little bit different than they normally play during the regular season.
Yeah, Chad, I think that's the great question because it's really a unique situation here where they played the Suns twice in the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and now you have a week to prepare almost for the playoffs. And so it feels like they have a large sample size to go off of and to decide, hey, do we make adjustments now or do we wait? It would have been different if, like, they played Phoenix once in November, once in December, and then once at the end of the season. It's harder to kind of put those things together. But with those 2 losses kind of in the last, 3 or 4 weeks of the season, I think it gave them more to chew on. That said, I anticipate that he is going to stay pretty true to the principles that got them the 56 wins. And start there. I think that the ceiling for this team, and if there's a chance that they can go to the Western Conference Finals, to the finals, it's figuring out how to do the most damage with Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert in the front court and play big and do it. They've said it all year long. We want to dictate to opponents, not the other way around. That said, Chad, I think if things go poorly in the first game, I don't think you can wait to adjust any longer than that. But I do think that they're going to kind of come out and be, this is who we are. We're just going to see if we can play better and be really good that way in game one.
That is the norm where a coach really, you know, if any sport, I guess we'd go baseball, hockey, basketball, where it's a series where even if you're hesitant of how you match up, you say, let's give our, you know, our the true way we've played for the majority of the season a chance. And maybe it works. You know, maybe the playoffs are different. Maybe we've adjusted within, you know, the basic way we play. But then game two. It is interesting because even skeptics like me on, and I think the two of us agree on, they gave up too much for Rudy, but it's worked out in this second year. There's no denying that. I still think they could have made this deal with less draft choices, blah, blah, blah. That's a separate topic for now. But Gobert and Towns have played very well off each other, both ends. It is interesting that that referendum of how it worked in the playoffs manifests itself against the team that tests it the most. So to me, the X factor is as much as anyone is Towns. Like, it's not easy to miss the time he did, to come back, and then, okay, do we put him on Grayson Allen, and he chases him? Do we put him on one of the five greatest scorers of all time in Kevin Durant? So what are you going to watch for Towns, especially in the first quarters? Because I've been reminded again, looking up some data myself, reading our mutual friend Britt Robson, your work. I mean, the Wolves have been dreadful in first quarters the last, you know, 3 weeks or so. So with Carl in particular, what are you watching for?
Yeah, and I think that that's the key is the first quarter of game one is a big one. And Chris Finch said that, you know, a couple of days ago we asked him, and my first question to him was, what has to be different? He said, we have to start better. And that certainly does, I think, lead into Karl Anthony Towns. He has to be aggressive offensively, but in a controlled way. And I think that sometimes what you worry about with Cat is, in big moments, does he speed it up? Does he get a little frantic? Does he kind of handle that pressure? But we know that he's going to be challenged defensively with Grayson Allen, or if it's KD, whoever he is on. That's going to be a tough road for him in the series, just the way that they match up. But he has to be able to make them pay on the other end. And whether that is backing Grayson Allen down into the paint and a jump hook over his left shoulder like he likes to do, that's one thing. Or whether it's shooting eight or nine threes and making five of them, like that's another. But he has to be precise and under control in this game one. Like this, he knows that there's a lot riding on this for him in this series. If it doesn't go well, who knows what's going to happen this summer.
Yep.
He's going to get a lot of the blame, fair or not. And so him kind of trying to just play within himself and not force it, but also utilize the significant talent that he does have, that's the key to not only this series, but if they go to the finals, Chad, or if they go to the Western Conference Finals, I really think it's going to be because Karl Anthony Towns played the best basketball of his life.
I think that is a great point from John Krasinski, The Athletic. He's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline because it plays off. You know, a lot of teams, when they face an uber-talented scorer like the Wolves have in Edwards, you're going to try to load up on them. It's just worked more efficiently for a Phoenix team, which you wouldn't think they're very good defensively. But the last couple months, I think there's some data of defensive efficiency where they're maybe the fourth-best defensive team in the league. So that plays off Towns and Edwards, couple things. One, they both need to show composure. They both were just, composure was not even there last Sunday when they were pouting, and there were some bad calls that didn't go against them. But again, let's limit our haze to maybe 30 on Saturday. And then when they're loading up on Ant, I think he's got to move the ball early. I really do. I don't think it should be the first quarter of, I'm just going to bulldoze my way through these guys. I think he needs to move the ball, because if you move the ball so, you know, and in the right way and space the floor, funny, the ball comes back. And the better way to move the ball is to have by far your best three-point shooter even though he has a 5-6 inch height advantage on Allen, to be outside the arc. So I get it's tempting to post Carl. I wouldn't do that early. They have to create lanes for Edwards. Use your best 3-point shooter to be an asset in that we, even though it sounds like, hey, come on, Grayson Allen is guarding him. Put him on the block, let him wear him out. Carl really doesn't do that.
Yeah, I think that two things on that. One is I agree with you in that if he is outside and knocks down a few shots early, that will let him, that's his easiest offense. And that will let him calm down and get into the game in a mm-hmm. much better manner. If he does get it on the block and thinks, I have to make something happen here, that's when the offensive fouls come. That's when the turnovers come.
And slows down the offense.
Yes, the team struggles and it gets very stagnant. And so I agree. I think spacing with Cat is the absolute best solution to both of those issues of getting the ball moving and of stretching out the Phoenix defense. The reason that the Phoenix defense has worked so well against the Wolves is really even less about Ant and what he has or hasn't done, and more about, you know, Cat hasn't made threes against the Suns. Jaden McDaniels is getting wide open looks. He was 1-for-9 in those three games against the Suns. I think Cat was 1-for-8 from three in his two games. You know, Nickeil Alexander-Walker wasn't shooting at the same clip. Like, they have to have other guys on the floor who are going to get open shots. They have to knock them down. Ant is generally making a lot of the right plays and getting off the ball and moving it, but the Suns can absolutely dare other people to beat them because they're like, this guy is not going to beat us. And so I really think their role players, their secondary scorers are going to be huge in this series, and they have to knock down those open shots. If not, then Phoenix can just pack the paint, double Ant, make it really hard on him, and then the Wolves are chasing points in a way you just do not want to do against this team.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm glad you brought up McDaniels because I can make the argument he's either the third or fourth most important Wolves player in this series. He signed a massive contract. He clearly is a very good defensive player. I just think this year, to me, he's underachieved from where we thought he might go this year. The defense at times has been suffocating. Other times you're like, really? Come on. This is your calling card. There have been some games where he's hit those shots, other games where he's just still in the foul trouble and is missing shots. This has got to be a series when he's getting stretches against any of their top three scores, who all can go for 35, where on a regular basis, you notice Jaden McDaniels' defense. It has to be noticeable. You know, it's not going to be 100%, but it can't be as in and out as it was during the regular season. And then you nailed it before. He can't just be a liability. He's not going to turn into Steph, but if he gives you 40% even 35 to 40%, where they're, if you get to 50%, they wouldn't guard him more. They still would say, whatever, we'll stop. But he has to make it pay more often than he has in these other games, or else they're not going to change in any way on the loading up on Edwards at all.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the he got the contract that he did because there was a belief that he can be a real two-way player, that he's not just a lockdown defender, but that if you give him the opportunities, he's going to be able to do enough offensively to kind of support your stars. And there was a lot of evidence to that last year. He shot 39% from three. He was showing a little bit more off of the dribble. Like, you could see, okay, there are steps that he can take to really become a true two-way player. This year, it has been disappointing offensively, especially. I mean, the three-point shot, I think he's down around 33%. It has not been reliable. Mm-hmm. And some of his decision-making offensively, when he takes it to the basket and when he doesn't, and some of the things that he forces are not good. And so he has to be much more efficient offensively for Phoenix to think and hesitate about loading up on Ant. If he does knock down those shots, all of a sudden you are going to see A, target center start to really rock, and B, then just a little step slower on the help defense to Ant. And when you are a little step slow on the help defense to Ant, he is by you and at the rim and dunking on you. And so it's just, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Jaden. In that way, it's a hard job because he's not shooting, you know, 12, 15 shots a game and getting in a rhythm that way. But he's just got to be able to hit the big ones because there's so many that are going to be wide open looks. They're great looks. He's got to be able to do it for them to have any chance of kind of keeping up offensively this series.
Last thing, D'Lo at some point encouraged the fans, the dead ass fans. Yeah. I think that was quote. Yeah. We all got to step. We got to go stand up till the Wolves score. Can we stop that now? D'Lo's gone. He's dead. He's moved on. Can we come up with our own little hook without relying on D'Lo? Can you come up? I don't know what it is. Maybe you rappel from the ceiling. I don't know what it might be. Can we come up with something other than standing up? Like, we're stealing other ideas. That's up to you. You're the main guy. I need you to come up with something so we're not relying on D'Angelo Russell's, hey, I don't know, let's stand up before we score.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, Chad, it'd be community service on my part because with how poorly the Wolves have started in the last three, people are standing for half the first quarter before they get a bucket. Poor Glenn Taylor's 83 years old, and he's having to stand up for all this. So I do think people would probably welcome that in some way, somehow. And I'll have to think about that a little bit because, yeah, I think there have been some tired legs in Target Center the last 10 or 12 games because they just can't score to start here.
All right. Only my best to you later today, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chad.
Johnny K. Wolves, Suns tomorrow. We'll clearly talk about it on Monday. Okay. It's horrible outside today. It just is. It's miserable. It's terrible. Your favorite season. You love spring. You're Mr. Spring.
Don't do that. Don't.
You're
no,
Mr. Spring over there. Okay. Just go ahead. I don't care. You want to give me right answers. You give me wrong answers. Why in the hell do we live here? Why in the hell do we live here? What happened? What did God? Why does God hate us? Why does somebody else hate us? I mean, go outside. It's miserable. I mean, don't tell me it's fine. Don't tell me, oh, go ahead, move. My family's here. I like some things here. But it doesn't have to be. My thermometer says right now 12 below in downtown Minneapolis.
Might be slightly off, but it's close.
Yeah, it's close. And it's windy.
It's been dreadful all week. Nice of you to hang around for it.
It was way better when I was in Florida playing golf. You know, it's just way, way better when I'm in Palm Desert doing the show out there. Why do we live here? Please tell me. Wrong or right answers. Don't forget. Somebody who lives here now once was a governor and said if he was on the ballot in every fifth, let's go with how many states. Let's go Obama and said 57. I'm going to go 50. He said, Jesse Ventura said, if I was on every ballot, every state, all 50, and I had a chance to debate Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I would win. That guy, Jesse Ventura, is about 10 minutes away on News Talk 830 WCCO. By the way, why do we live here? Text me on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226. Admit it, we're all being held hostage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.